With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. No word from Chatham County Police yet on what prompted the closure, but multiple reports are coming in this morning of Highway 3 being closed heading into Blenheim from Cedar Springs. The early reports indicate there are multiple emergency vehicles blocking the road. We'll have more information as it becomes available. A 43-year-old man is facing an aggravated assault charge after he allegedly attacked two people with a hockey stick in Chatham over the long weekend. Police say they were called to the scene on Florence Street Friday night and arrested him. It's not clear how badly injured the victims were, but the suspect was taken into custody pending a bail hearing. Chatham County is looking at making multiple changes to leaf and yard waste collection as the community looks to promote sustainability. The municipality is considering changing to a paper bag mandate for all brush and leaf collection instead of clear bags as a way to minimize plastic. They're also considering closing the Tilbury Leaf and Yard Depot. The town's residents would still have curbside pickup of brush, grass, and leaves. There's a survey up on letstalkchathamkent.ca. And the federal carbon tax on emissions goes up today, and that means the price of gas will go up as well. At the pump, it'll mean another 3 cents a liter. Federal rebates will go up as well to $280 for a family of four or $140 for a single adult. Those checks come out every 3 months, and the next payment is April 15th. A big win for the Blue Jays to wrap up their opening weekend. Toronto took down Tampa Bay 9-2. The Tigers beat the White Sox 3-2. In the OHL playoffs, the London Knights beat Flint 6-4. They now have a 2-0 series lead. The Toronto Raptors losing skid hit 13 games after a 135-120 loss to the 76ers. And the Final Four is set in the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. NC State upset Duke to advance and will face number one seed Purdue next after the Boilermakers beat Tennessee 72-66. Rain wrapping up this morning, then partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 11 Celsius. Cloudy and rainy tonight, low 6. Tomorrow, cloudy, rainy, and windy again with a high of 8. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.